平安，感谢主带领您到我们中间，我们一起来崇拜他。
Thank the Lord for bringing you all here to worship with us.
I would be speaking English today, and Hui Ming is going to translate into Mandarin or Chinese. Because she speak much better 普通话 than me. So,
因为我很有磁性的声音。
对对对 yeah, okay. We've been studying from God's holy word about the love of God recently.
我们最近一直在讲神的有关于这个爱神的爱的这方面的圣言。
Many times we talk about love and agape love from God.
我们常常提到所谓神神圣的爱。
And we emphasize that God's love is different from our love.
我们强调说神的爱是与我们的爱是不同的。
Our love sometimes just say, I love ice cream.
我们的爱有时候很肤浅的，就说哦，我很喜欢巧克力，我很喜欢冰激凌。
But when the Bible talks about love, it's a sacrificing love and unconditional love.
但是当圣经讲的爱是一种无条件的，是一种牺牲的大爱。
But sometimes we don't have patience to find out all the ingredients and the descriptions of love.
但是有时候我们就这方面就是没有耐心去找到这个爱的它的重要的基本的。要件是什么？
Therefore, we always just say all sacrificing and unconditional, but we don't know what the detail we supposed to do when we love people.
所以我们常常提到哦，我们要爱人，要有牺牲的爱呀，要有这个大爱呀。但是我们很少真的是有机会去察觉到什么叫做牺牲的大爱。
So therefore, we are not growing in love as a Christian.
所以因此我们基督徒常常就是因此没有在这个爱真正的这个神的爱这方面能够成长。
We only love certain things, certain people because we get benefit from them.
我们喜欢某些人某些事往往是因为他们对我们有利的。
Or if someone help our church and someone can give us something, then we love them.
如果有人能够帮助我们教会，或者是能够获得一些什么东西，哦，我们就觉得哦，我们很爱这个人。
So we need to see from the Bible, God's standpoint of truly the details of everything in our lives, how to love.
所以我们必须要从圣经里面找到什么叫做神的大爱，而且是在细节的、很详细的。
And many of you know 1 Corinthians 13:48.The detailed description of love.
很多人都知道这个哥林多前书十三章有关讲到爱的这个章节。
And I would like to separate this aspect into two items, two aspects. One is in positive way, one is in negative way.
我想把这些章节给它理成两种，一个是这个不负面的，一个是正面的。
In positive way, there are eight kind of things we should do in love.
所以在积极的方面，我们有八样。
And God expects us in this eight aspects, we will know how to treat others.
所以神他是期盼我们能够在这些。方面，这个八样方面能够是以这些八样来对待别人。
Last week we talk about patience.
上个礼拜我们讲到了所谓的恒久的忍耐。
And how we need to take time, how to be able to endure as we treat others.
有的时候我们与别人相处的时候，必须要有一种忍耐的一种耐力。
Sometimes it may not be the time as we expect, but we still ask God to help us to endure and to bring people back to His will.
有的时候，也许时间对我们来说好像是比较久、长久了一点，但是我们必须还是要能够坚忍下来。
And we need to be kind.
而且我们必须要有恩慈。
We would rejoice when people doing right.
所以当有人做了他的对的事情的时候，我们必须要替他高兴。
Love does not lie.
然后爱也是不说谎的。
You heard the politics nowadays, every day in the last week, about the debate, you know, they accuse each other lie.
Yeah, 我们最近看到这个总统大选，这些候选人在彼此在辩论的时候，就彼此的互相指责说啊，你说谎，你说谎，你说谎。
And I don't think that's a good example.
我觉得这不是一个很好的楷模啊。
Whether you're Democrat or Republicans, we should never lie.
不管我们是共和党也好，或者民主党也好，我们都不应该说谎的。
If we do care about love of America, love for people in this country, we should not encourage people to say things that are not right.
如果我们爱这个国家，爱这个国家的人的话，我们就不应该去鼓动人说一些不是。
Sometimes we think we love people, therefore we think for this person, therefore we will lie to make them happy.
有的时候我们是出发点是好像还是好的，因为我们关心这个人，所以我们就说了一些所谓的善意的谎言，让他觉得好一点。
In God's eyes, that's not love.
在神的眼中看来，这个并不是爱。
And also, we find that love always protects.
也我们知道爱是凡事能够凡事能够保护
包容
protect
and we bear other people's problem.
I'm sorry, what's that?
We accept other people's problem.
我们能够接受能够别人的一些问题。
We try not to make them feel worse.
我们不要是因为在别人软弱上让他们觉得更难受。
We don't tell people's bad things to other people.
我们不会对别人在那边说三道四，讲别人的隐私的事情。
And then we know that love always believes other people.
然后也说爱也是凡事相信。
Believes in their potential.
对别人的潜在的能力，我们必须要有信心。
Believe that God can change a person.
也相信神会改变人。
And love would always hope.
所以爱也是凡事能够盼望。
Trust that God will change the people.
要相信神会改变人。
Trust that the result will always be good.
相信这个结果是一定是好的。
Why?
为什么？
Because God controls things.
因为神他是能够控制万物的。
People may think for a short time.They would do things that's not right.
人们往往有一个短见，很容易在很多事情希望能够在短期间就能够成就。
But God will bring the results.
但是神他会把最后的结果带来。
God Himself will do the revenge.
神他自己会给你行公义的。
We don't do the revenge.
我们不需要自己去报复。
And love always perseveres.
爱也是永远是那个忍耐的。
Yeah. And endure the pain sometime in some situation.
甚至在某些状况中我们必须要能够忍耐一些困难的事情。
So that the person will change.
也人在困难中往往是会有改变的。
And then of course, love never fails.
那当然最后是爱是永不止息。
Love is the highest.
爱是最高的
，and better than anything，
超过万有万物
，it will last forever，
而且是永远不止息的。
And God wants us to love，
所以神要我们能够爱
，more than our so-called spiritual gifts，
超越一个我们属灵的所谓一些恩赐。
We think that we can express our spiritual gifts ourselves to be able to show off our own ability.
有时候我们有一个错觉，认为我们能够借用我们的神给我们的属灵的恩典来显耀自己。
But God want us to be humble.
但神要我们能够谦卑。
Wait for him.
等候他。
And he will do the eternal work in our lives.
神在我们生命中会行使他的永恒的工作。
And that is love.
这个就是爱。
Now, what about the negative side?
好，我们今天讲一些所谓消极的方面。
That is that there are some aspects that we don't do.
有些方面在爱里我们是不做的。
The negative aspect, as you read from your Bible, the first thing is that love does not envy.
所以第一件事就是说爱是不嫉妒。
Now, what is envy?
什么叫做嫉妒呢?
That is to want something that other have and I don't have.
也就是说想要我自别人有的我没有的我 就想要有。
People have that glory and have that high name or are famous for something. I want to have what he has.
所以如果有人一个好的名声或者是声望很高的等等的话我就很想要。
And then we find in the Bible, right from the beginning, people like to have envy and jealousy.
所以从圣经一开始，我们就看到人就是有这种嫉妒。
You remember the first two brothers in the garden, out of the Garden of Eden already. They were with their father, Adam and Eve.
所以我们看到这个人类历史上的第一对的兄弟就是亚当与夏娃所生的两个儿子。
The older brother named Cain and the younger brother named Abel.
大儿子名叫做该隐，小儿子叫做亚伯。
And they offer sacrifices to God.
他们两个人都向神献祭。
God liked the younger brothers and didn't like the older brothers.
所以神喜欢这个弟弟的，不喜欢哥哥的。
Do you remember what happened?
你记得发生什么事了吗？
The older brother got up and argued and fight and kill his younger brother.
所以这个哥哥就在田里跟弟弟先是争辩了以后，就把弟弟给杀掉了。
That's jealousy.
因为起因就是因为他是嫉妒。
Leads to putting other people down.
所以嫉妒可以演变成
一种谋杀。David and Saul.
我们记得扫罗与大卫王。
King Saul was so jealous with David.
扫罗王是对大卫是如此的嫉妒。
So he led his soldiers, 3,000 of them, to chase after David for many years.
所以他带领了他的一些精兵，有3000人之众，到处去追捕大卫。
Why?
为什么？
Because people like David.
因为这个 David 比较受群众的欢迎。
Even the women like David more than Saul.
尤其是妇女们特别的喜欢大卫。
They say David did great things.
说大卫做了什么多好
多好。More than the king Saul.
比这个扫罗王更好。
So we know jealousy is a very bad and big things.
所以我们知道嫉妒是一个很伤人的事情。
Even husband and wife would be jealous against each other.
甚至夫妻俩也会彼此嫉妒的。
Or sometime wife or husband may be jealous about, oh, my wife is so popular.
甚至有时候先生就会对太太，这么受欢迎，就是
有点吃醋了。Everybody like her.
大家都喜欢我老婆。
But nobody likes to talk to me.
但是没有人好像不怎么跟我讲话。
And my wife is so much leadership and so charming and she's so good, but I'm not that good.
所以我太太有很多的个人的魅力，也是很有领导才干，这方面我好像有些欠缺。
Oh, then we get jealous.
就心里就开始有点嫉妒了。
Oh, they say, wow, everybody like my wife Sharon.
一个例子就是每个人都喜欢我的太太 Sharon。
Nobody ever say that, Pastor, you are good, you know, you're okay, you're personable. Nobody say that.
That's not true.
They say that my son, but it was not about me.
每个人都说我太太有多好啊，我的儿子有多好啊，我好像没有那么多人这样讲。
Inside is like jealous.
我心里就稍微有点酸味就冒出来了啊。
Because we want to be good ourselves.
因为我们自己想要好。
And then sometimes our wife can be jealous of our husband.
当然有时候太太也会嫉妒做先生的。
Because she works so hard today, taking care of the children.
因为太太在家里已经照顾儿女已经很累了。
But the children always give her trouble.
但是这个孩子是永远是吵吵闹闹的。
But when the husband come home,
先生一进门
，All the children say, "Hey, Dad, Dad!" They just love Dad, right?
所有的孩子冲到门口，抱着爸爸的腿上，爸爸，爸爸，爸爸。
They play and have fun, and the wife sitting there, "Oh, why don't I have that?" You know.
然后呢，就跑去跟爸爸玩的不亦乐乎。那太太看了就说，我已经累了一天了，陪你们这些公子、公子、王子的一天了，你们怎么没有对爸爸那么的欢迎我呢
？My husband spent all his time at work.
Yeah, 我的现在老公就是一天就在那边做工啊，上班而已啊。
Oh, my husband even spent a lot of time in church.
然后甚至在教会里也消费了很多时间在教会里啊。
Oh, he spent a lot of time with television.
哦，看了很多时间是花在看电视上。
But never spent time with me.
从来没有跟我在一起。
Yeah, we talk only about 2 seconds, 2 minutes, that's it.
Yeah, 我们如果有交谈的话，也是就是很短的几分钟而已。
No. Jealous.
这也是有点嫉妒哦。
Now we need to ask God to help us deal with that.
所以求神让我们能够在这方面能够有所控制。
That we will admire, we will be happy about people's success.
所以当别人有成功的时候，我们应该是觉得很羡慕。
We'll be happy about others' advancement.
呀，别人如果高升的话，我们应该替他高兴。
And we will not be jealous.
而不是在心里很嫉妒。
When we're jealous in the home, usually, that's why we have a lot of arguments.
所以尤其在家里，如果有这个嫉妒的存在的话，就有很多的纷争。
Now, so we need to pray for our jealousy.
所以让我们替我们的嫉妒来祷告。
Lord, help me that I would not be jealous against so and so.
神啊，求你帮助我对某某某某人没有这个嫉妒的心。
That's very important.
非常重要。
Secondly,
第二个。
Now, Bible said, love does not boast.
然后圣经说，爱是不自夸。
Now we all know that we are sometimes very proud of ourselves.
所以我们觉得每个人都有一些自命不凡的那个心态在里面。
And we brag about things.
我们常常会。夸口自己怎么样怎么样
？We long for people's praise.
然后也很希望别人能够说些对我说些赞美的话。
And when we oftentimes brag about our own accomplishment, how good myself is, that shows my insecurity.
所以当我们常常说告诉别人我有多成功、多么多么好的时候，往往是因为我们没有一个安全感的缘故。
And we.Worry that people don't notice me.
很担心说别人没有注意到我。
Sometimes you do even some bad things so that makes sure people would notice me.
甚至走极端呢，会是做一些坏的事情来引起别人的注意力。
We'll purposely let others jealous toward me. That's what I want.
Yeah, 所以即使让别人来嫉妒我，也是一个好事。
And then we need to ask God to help us.
所以求神帮助我们。
True love is to build others' image.
真爱是能够彼此能够互相的能够。
Not to build my own self-image.
要把对方能够建立起来，不是只是把我自己能够建立起来。
And we want God to help us, not to keep on just thinking how good I am.
求神帮助我们，不是每天脑筋转的，就是说，我自己有多好，多好，多好。
We need to be thankful to God.
我们必须要对神有个感激的心。
All that I have comes from God.
我的一切所有都是由神而来的。
Then I will not be boss.
这样的话，我就觉得没什么好可夸的。
You admit, yes, today my success, my money, all that I have, my car, everything from God.
你的所有的一切，包括你的财产、你的车、你的所有的一切，都是从神而来的。
Then you will not, be boasting.
这样的话有什么好可夸的呢？
Now the third thing the Bible tells us not, to be proud or arrogant.
第三就是不张狂。
This is worse than the boasting.
所以这个比自夸要更进一步的更不好。
Because you are not just bragging about yourself.
因为你不是只是夸自己而已。
Now you are trying to grasp power.
你现在
power.
你现在想要有这个权利了。
Yes. We want to.Push ourselves into a higher position.
我们想要把自己能够扩张到一个更高的地位。
Use all kinds of our ability so that to show that I am the leader.
用尽了一切的手段，一切的方法，让大家看到说，你看我是一个。
Put people down.
一个多么伟大的一个领导。
And then we would in ourselves looking down upon others.
然后踩踏了别人，然后这样子能够轻视别人。
In a subtle way, I want to lead.
就是说我要当老大。
I want to control.
我要能够控制一切。
Now how do we deal with that?
那我们这一方面应该怎么办呢？
Learn from Jesus.
我们就从耶稣的身上来学习。
Serve others.
帮助服侍别人。
And be gracious to others.
对别人又有恩慈。
Now this is what God teaches us to do.
所以这是神要我们做的事。
Now the fourth thing in love is not rude.
第四样说不做害羞的事。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
That means that don't do things that are inappropriate.
就说不要做一些就是不适当的事情，不合宜的事。
Don't learn from the so-called comedians today on the television.
千万不要学那个电视里面那些讲笑话的人
think that I do something that is funny and hurt others, then everybody will laugh.
然后以这个伤害别人来哗众取笑，这就不好了。
And we don't have courtesy.
我们没有一些很简单的一些节度。
When we talk, when we deal with others, when we work with others, we don't have courtesy.
当我们与别人相处或者别人交谈的时候，我们没有一些礼仪，没有一些礼节，基本的礼节。
We don't understand others' feelings.
我们不知道别人的感受。
We don't care about others.
我们不关心别人是怎么想的。
And so when we hurt people,
所以当我们伤害别人的时候
，actually not good for our conscience.
事实上，对我们良心来说是一件不好的事。
Someday it will come back.
这个一定会有报应的，报果。
Because I did something for other people that is not to other people that's not appropriate.
因为我做了一些对别人做一些不合时宜的事情，所以必须有后果的。
We need to ask God to help us to do that.
求神帮助我们。
Even husband and wife.
夫妻之间也是如此。
Sometimes we are very rude to each other.
有时候我们彼此是非常的不客气的。
I'm talking about myself.
我讲的是我自己
And all of us need to think some little courtesy, some little thing would help our relationship.
所以在我们彼此相处的时候，也必须要注重一些小小的关怀，小小的这个客气。
There was a true story about a husband who never opened car doors for his wife.
有个故事，这真实的故事，有一个先生从来不为他太太开车门的。
You good enough? Why do I need to open? You're free. You actually, you open your car door. We do things quick.
让你自己开嘛，快点嘛，怎么那么慢？快自己开。
But one day, when he's old, his wife died.
但是有一天，当他年老力衰的时候，他的妻子死了。
They have a funeral.
他们有一个丧礼。
And then the caretaker.Took the casket of his wife into the funeral's car, the hearse.
所以这个礼仪社的人就把他妻子的棺木 放在这个礼仪车上。
And they don't have enough people, so they call the husband. They say, "Come on, please open the door for us, so we can put the hearse in."
因为他们那个人手不够，所以他们要开门的时候就没有人开门，所以就问叫这个丈夫来说，你来帮忙开个门好不好？
For the first time,
he opened the door for.
He thought, this is the first time in my life open the car door for my wife.
所以他是想到说，哦，我这一生这是我第一次为我太太打开车门。
But she's dead.
但是妻子已经不在了。
Now if you're not learning how to treat each other right, someday you'll regret, right?
当你在活的时候，对彼此不能够好好的相待的话，你有一天是会后悔的。
Not only ourselves.
不但是我们自己。
We need to start from training our children to do so.
我们必须从教养我们儿童开始。
Today, there are many children in this country. Many children I observe do things very rude to people, to other children, and never courteous and nice.
今天在这个国家里，我观察到很多小朋友们、孩子们。非常的粗鲁，对别人非常的粗鲁。
Especially in a Chinese custom.
尤其是在中国。
We train the children to be courteous and nice to others, right?
我们从小就灌输小孩子学的，对别人要有好，要有礼仪。
And when you see older people, you will kind of have, what to say, you bow and just be nice to.Those people,
特别是在这个敬老尊贤这方面，我们看到老人就一定要恭敬，要有礼貌。
And we call people and say, "Hi, Bobo, Susu, Auntie, you know, you address people."
当你这个称呼你长辈的时候，你不是直呼其名的，你叫他说，这个叔叔，这个伯伯，这个阿姨等等。
Not too many our Chinese family.Train their children like that today.
但是在今天，并没有很多的中国的家庭是如此来教养他们儿女的。
You see all the children just run, do their own thing, never come to say, "Bobo, Susu," and greet people. No.
Yeah, 我们就看到很多现在的小孩子就是在那边跑来跑去，很少有哪家的孩子特别有礼貌的对长辈能够喊一声长辈。
I think that's us.As parents' responsibility.
我觉得这是我们做父母的责任。
Even in young, train them not to be rude and be courteous to people.
从小就要训练他们要有礼貌，对人要有和宜的态度。
Otherwise, when they grow up, they will never learn what really love is.
所以你如果从小不训练他们长大，他们不知道什么叫做这个叫做爱。
And then the fifth thing.
第五样
The Bible says, love is not self-seeking.
圣经说爱不是求自己的益处。
That means it is not selfish, right?
就是说不自私。
We already know, of course, we are selfish people.
我们都知道了，人就是自私的了。
We like to insist our own right.
我们常常是坚持自己的权利。
Especially in America.That's the way that you can advance.
特别是在这个国家，我们常常是就是要坚持自己利益，才能够向上爬。
My opinions.
在我看。
My way.
我的观念，我的方法。
My benefit.
我的利益。
What I need to get.
我要得到什么？
Because.I want this and that, that this and that.
因为我要这个，我要那个，我要。
And this certainly creates a lot of problems in the world.
当然，就是在世界造出了很多的纷扰问题。
We need to learn from Jesus how he sacrificed for all of us.
所以我们必须要定睛在耶稣身上，学习他是如何的为我们牺牲。
Not to say, what am I going to gain?
而不是说我可以得到什么。
If I come to this church, I don't gain nothing. I don't come to church.
或者说我来这个教会如果什么都没有获得的话、啊、那我来这里干什么呢？
What I get.
我能够从这个教会得到什么呢？
Would get better spiritual gift for me.
也许会有更好的属灵的恩赐。
Give me the opportunity to serve.
也许能够有侍奉的机会。
We are very dominating in wanting what we want.
我们非常的对自己所要的东西是非常的坚持。
To the point of hurting others again.
到那个程度不惜能够牺牲或者是伤害到别人。
But remember, Jesus never insists his own right.
但是记得耶稣从来没有坚持自己什么。
He left heaven.
他离开了天庭。
Come to this world.
来到这个人世间。
To be, the Bible said, slaves.
变成一个奴仆。
So he can serve others.
所以他能够服侍别人。
That's what we need to learn.
这个就是我们要学的。
A famous writer named Elizabeth Elliot. She, you know her name, her because her husband was a missionary to Aqua, India.
有一个很有名的作家叫做伊丽莎白·埃利洛，因为她先生就是当初到那个。一个小岛去传教。
Yeah, and the husband was killed there.
因为他们这几个传道人就是一下了飞机就被人家土著给杀
掉了。But his wife did not give up. She continued to go back to that country and then share the gospel and bring a lot of people to Christ.
但是他妻子并没有放弃，而是不断的回去到那边去向那边的当地的人传教。
One time, Elizabeth Elliot was telling a story about children.
有一天，伊丽莎白对小孩子在讲一个故事。
Teaching them about love.
教导他们爱。
And then he asked the children to write something about what they did concerning love.
所以他就叫这小孩子，你写写你今天做了什么，有就是爱有关爱的事情呢
？And a little girl wrote this.
有个小女孩是这么写的。
She said, "My little sister needs a nap every day."
说我的小妹妹需要每天有个午睡。
I don't like to sleep.
但是我不喜欢睡觉。
But if I don't sleep with her, my little sister won't sleep.
但是我如果不陪她睡的话，我小妹妹就不睡。
And if she doesn't sleep.She'll give a lot of trouble later.
然后小妹妹如果没有得到她的睡眠的话，以后就会很闹。
So I lie down with my sister to keep her company so she could sleep.
所以我就陪我妹妹睡下来，让她能够好的睡眠。
I gave up. She gave up her right.
她放弃她自己的权利。
So that the sister can have a healthier life.
让她的妹妹，小妹妹能够得到一个更健康的
身体。That's love.
这个就是爱。
That's what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣所做的。
And then the next one is not easily angered.
另外一个是不轻易发怒。
We are easily angered in this busy world today.
今天在这个繁忙的世界中，我们常常容易发怒。
When I'm driving my car and suddenly, a car just speed up on me, right? And on the red light, and we staying there on the red light.
所以说，当我们在开车的时候，从后面忽然跑出一个车，跑到我们前面，以至于我这个红灯亮了，我就待在那里。
Oh, the next car is, you know, really.Making the car noise, you know, whoom, whoom, whoom. And I know, wow, we are trying to have a race now.
Yeah. 然后有的车子就是开始在那边把那个引擎开得很高的速度的话，我就知道哦，要飘车了吗
？So when the light turn green, I step on the gas and want to be faster than the other car.
所以我就千万不能让后面那个家伙追过我。所以当这个红灯一转的绿灯的话，马上就加足油门。
But I know my car is just a Corolla Toyota. It cannot compete with, Lexus or a Cadillac.
我这车子只是一个 Toyota 的一个最小的车子啊，说不可能跟人家飙车了。
I'm angry.
然后我就很气。
Easily we are provoked.
所以每天很容易就是被人家就是激怒。
Just a little thing, we would explode easy.
一些小小的事情，我们整个人就会大爆发。
And use our self-temper to punish others.
然后我们就把我们的怒气发在别人的身上。
So we are very itchy and touchy and irritable.
所以我们常常是很容易就是被激怒的，很容易就发脾气的。
This is really bad.
啊，实在很不好哦。
Even today, a lot of people go to court, sue each other.
今天很容易，很多人就是彼此在那边告来告去的。
And would you believe? Very strange. Several years ago, a Chinese pastor sued his own church.
有一个很过分的事情，就是几年以前有一个中国教会的牧师控告他自己的教会。
It's a big church too.
是一个蛮大的教会。
Why he sued his church?
为什么一个牧师会去控告自己的教会？
Because the church fired him.
因为教会把他解雇了。
He was very angry.
非常的愤怒。
Go to high court.
一直上告到最高法庭。
So the church discriminated him.
所以教会对他有歧视。
Why does he do that?
他为什么会这样做呢？
All of us pastors just try to tell him, don't do that.
Yeah, 所以你牧师常常叫人家说要不要去送告啊。
He doesn't even listen. He doesn't even answer his phone.
Yeah, 所以很多牧师劝他不要这样做，但是他连电话都不接了。
It says anger.
这个就是怒气。
Some of us, our anger period is very fast too.
有时候我们就是很容易动怒。
Just like a short fuse.
就很像很短线一样。
Little bit, not up to my what I like. I explode.
只要稍微有一点，就是让我不是随心所欲的话。我就发脾气了。
Whether it's in the church, in the choir, at home, whatever, something I don't like, I explode.
哪一样我看得不太顺眼的话，不管在家庭也好，教会也好，什么地方我就
开始 Then I blame others.
开始生气了，我就开始怪别人。
And I criticize others.
然后批评别人。
And create very tough situation.
然后把这个情况弄得非常的糟。
That's why we have problems.
这也是为什么我们有这么多的问题。
And we need to ask God to forgive us.
我们必须求神能够原谅我们。
And teach us not be easily angered.
教导我们能够不轻易的发怒。
By committing ourselves to God.
让我们能够向神能够摆上。
Pray for God's teaching in my life, our life.
祈求神能够在我生命中能够教导我们。
And finally, love keeps.No record of wrongs.
最后，爱是不计算人的恶。
Now, usually, when we grow up, we learn how to see people's weakness.
当我们长大，慢慢成长的时候，我们就学会了一样东西，就是能够洞察别人的弱点。
If I find his weakness, then I can, you know, put him down. I can deal with him.
如果我能够抓住这个人的弱点，我就能够把他打下。
In the company, I have to know, wow, this guy, you know, he's this way. What is his weakness? Then I can compete with him.
尤其是在这个职场，如果我们知道别人的弱点，知己知彼，能够百战百胜。
This kind of a collecting people's weaknesses and wrong is not love at all.
所以像这样的计算，常常把人计算别人的错的事、错的话，这是一个不是爱。
Especially husband and wife.
尤其是夫妇之间。
When we argue.
当我们吵的时候。
Should never say, many years ago you said this, you said that.
不要旧账重提。
A long time ago.
不要把那个老账又翻出来又讲一遍。
Now when you do that, you think you will win.
你认为就是我把这个老账再翻一遍，我就赢了吗
？It's not.
拜托，你没有赢。
Because your partner will also do the same thing to you.
因为你的那一半也会翻你的旧账。
You said that about me 5 years ago, or what I did 5 years ago.
你把你的伴侣五年以前做的一些不错事翻出来。
Then I'll tell you what your mother did to me long time ago.
那我会把你的妈妈很久以前对我做的事情，我也给你提出来。
Remember, many families they complain about each other's family, dad and mom.
Yeah, 所以很多家庭之间不但是夫妻，还是一个彼此家庭之间的一个争吵。
That's why you never have love.
就是为什么家里没
有爱。You never solve your problem by counting your family, your wife's family, parent, and how wrong they were.
Yeah, 所以家庭中永远没有和谐。如果你老是翻旧账，不但是自己彼此的，还把对方家庭也的旧账也都翻出来。
How do we cure them?
我们怎么样能够克服这个呢？
Quiet down.
安静下来。
Write a list.Of what your partner's good points.
把你的伴侣的一切的优点好处就把它写下来。
Your son's good points, right?
你儿女的好处也写下来。
Yeah. Then you will compliment your family members.
然后你就是能够给他们说一些赞美的话。
Then you will show love and forgive.
这就是你表现出你的大爱和你的原谅的心。
And forget.
把一切不好的事情能够忘掉。
So, this is the final one. Do not delight in evil.
最后就是不喜欢不义。
Sometimes we are happy when people get into trouble.
有时候我们就有些看到人家有麻烦的时候，我们就是暗中心中暗喜。
When especially people that are not nice to us,
尤其是那些对我们不好的人
something that they did wrong,
他们做了一些错的事情
and they get into trouble,
然后他们出了麻烦了
so we are happy,
我们就很高兴，太好了
and sometimes when we do see something that is not right, and we are so happy about it,
有时候我们看到一些不对的事情，我们也高兴
sometimes we don't even realize that we have done this wrong.
甚至有时候不自觉自己做了一些不好的、错的事情。
For example,
比如说
，some television program,
有些电视节目。
You love, I know you love.
我知道你很喜欢看。
You like.
太喜欢了。
But on that program, always talk about people live together, sleep together without getting married.
但是那种节目里面常常会有一些没有结婚就住在一起。
But you like the program.
但你很喜欢这个节目啊。
It's a good comedy.
很有趣味啊。
But sorry, you delight in evil.
但是对不起，这就是你喜欢。
It's not what Bible teaches.
因为这是不合乎圣经。
Hollywood teaches that.
圣经的道理。
The world teaches this.
是这个世界告诉你。
I know maybe 70% of Americans say that's okay.
很可能我们有70%以上的美国人都说这有什么不对呢 ？It's okay.
Bible never say okay.
但是圣经从来没有说那是对的。
In fact, some television encourage the man and woman without being married to sleep together first.
甚至有些电视的节目就是它是鼓励人们在未婚之前先试婚。
Oh, give them a key to the hotel room. No, now you two can sleep together.So that whether you find out where you're going to get married or not.
这样的话你的彼此能够认识了以后调试了以后才知道两个人在一起能不能结婚。
And those people think that, oh, they're doing a good thing.
这些人他认为他做的是一个好事。
Oh, I can help you get married too.
能够帮助你能够结婚啊。
But they are doing such a bad, evil thing for America.
但是他们对美国来说这是一个非常的不好的一个邪恶的事情。
That's Bible didn't like that.
圣经一点都不喜欢这个。
Maybe you haven't heard about this before.
也许你以前从来没有听过这个道理
But it's about time you look into the Bible and see what God's teaching about marriage, about adultery, about all the evil things between sexes.
也许这个是时候让你能够回到圣经里详细的看一下。圣经对婚姻，圣经对于这个淫乱罪是讲了些什么
？And also sometimes we enjoy in gossiping too.
有时候我们很喜欢对别人的别人事情说三道四。
Talking how people are so bad, so bad.
讲的这些某某人多坏，某某人这个一大堆的。
Quietly.
然后很静静的。
But we're not sure whether that's true or not.
但是我们真知道讲的是真的吗？对的吗
？Then that's not right.
这就是不对。
And may God help us to pursue love.
求神让我们能够追求爱。
May God help us to learn how to love others.
求神教我们能够怎么能够去爱别人。
How to do that?
这怎么做的呢？才能做得到呢
？First of all, let us all read together this verse.
我们先来念一下这个经文，好不好？
约翰一书啊 ，Let's read the Chinese first. Ready?
好，中文。
我
们
爱，
因
为神
先
爱
我们。
Why do you love? God loves you first.
我们为什么会爱？这是因为神他先爱了我们。
God Himself is love.
神他自己就是爱。
God wants you to be in love.
神也要你能够爱。
God wants you in this world. You should love.
神要你在这个今世当下就爱。
And then when you get to heaven, you'll be full of love too.
然后到了与神在一起的时候，你就是更是充满了爱。
Let's read in English, okay?
我们来念一下英文的，好吧
？We love because He first loved us. He, God, first loved you.
因为神先爱我们。
Now you say, how did God love me?
你说神是怎么爱我的
？What kind of love God gave me?
神给我一个是什么样的爱呢
？Oh, let's read First John 3:16.
三十六。
Let's read in Chinese.
好，中文哈。
主为我们舍命，
我们
从此
就
知道何为
爱，
我
们
也
当
为
弟
兄
舍
命。In English, please.
This
is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us.
And
we
ought
to lay down
our
lives for
our brothers
and sisters. Now that's the definition of love right here.
这个就是爱的一个定义。
You see that after the word love, dot dot.
看到讲爱有两个 dot dot.
That means that that's what love is. You lay down yourself for others.
这就是说爱是什么？爱就是你就是为弟兄舍命。
Oh, that lay down meaning you put down yourself.
这个舍命就是你把自己能够舍
下来。Meaning unselfish.
就是不自我中心。
That means die to my own self wish.
也就是对我自己的一些私欲能够去掉除去。
For the sake of loving my brothers and sisters.
为了就是能够我能够爱我的弟兄我的姐妹。
That's what Jesus means.
这个就是耶稣的意思。
And you say how can I have that kind of love? No way.
Yeah, 我怎么能够 得到这样的爱呢？学到这样的爱呢
？Take the love of God first.
第一，你必须要先爱神。
Mm-hmm. Accept Jesus' love for you.
接受耶稣基督对你的爱。
He died on the cross for you.
他在十字架为你舍去。
When you invite Jesus into your own life,
当你邀请耶稣到了你的生命中的时候
，the love of Jesus come into your heart.
神的爱，耶稣的爱就会进到你的心里。
And then God will help you to grow.
然后神会帮助你能够成长。
We are not good people, because how good we are, therefore we can be a Christian.
我们不是因为我们是一个很好完美的人才是做基
督徒。We are sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
And God freely say, I offer my love gift to you.
所以神告诉我说，我白白的把我的爱当做一个礼物送给你。
Through my Son.
透过我的儿子耶稣基督。
He died.For your sins.
他为了你的罪而死。
And when you accept Jesus,
当你接受了耶稣,
He forgives your sins.
他原谅你的罪。
He gives you righteousness to cover you.
他给你公义, 他把你包围, 以公义来包围住。
And then one more thing, look at that.
另外一件事情。
Let's all read together, shall we?
罗马书, 一起
念, 盼望不至于羞耻, 因为所赐给我们的圣灵, 将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。In English, please.
And
hope
does not
put
us
to shame,
because
God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. How did God pour out His love to you?
神是如何把他的爱浇灌在你心里呢？
Now the Chinese translation is sort of like you go to the garden and you want to water your plant, you know, you just water plant. That's not the original concept.
中文的翻译把它比喻作好像在花园里浇花一样，但是原文的意思并不是如此。
Love pour out, meaning love pour out like a flood to flood your heart, to fill your heart.
这个耶稣的大爱并不只是像浇花那样一点点水，而是像一个瀑布一样的这样倾盆而下。
When you become a Christian,
当你成为基督徒的时候。
God will pour out His love in you.
神把他的大爱倾盆而下。
So you'll be able to love others.
如此，我们才能够爱别人。
So you'll be able to bring people to love.
所以才能够把别人带到爱里。
Would you like to be a Christian today?
你要不要做一个基督徒呢？今天。
I trust you will.
我相信你是愿意的。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your full, wonderful love.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的爱。
Thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
你们感谢你赐你的儿子主耶稣基督。
He is the Messiah, the Savior.
他是弥赛亚，他是救主。
He is the head of the church.
他是教会的头。
And he also fills our life too.
而且他让我们生命能够充满。
Today we ask the Holy Spirit fill our hearts with love.
今天我们求圣灵把的爱能够充满在我们的心中。
May the Spirit of Jesus just fill us and make us love.
也让耶稣的灵能够充满我们，让我们能够充满他的爱。
If there's anyone today wants to be Christian,
如果今天有人愿意成为基督徒的
，Help them to come forward.
请你可以走到前面来
，To accept your love too.
能够接受耶稣基督。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.